That's pretty good. Lunch is in it.
Get his lunch.
No, he wouldn't wear the coat, but his lunch is in the pocket. That just struck me as real funny.
Peculiar priorities.
Yeah.
We mentioned that you had some experience with the farm. Could you tell me some of the typical buildings you find on farms around here?
Yeah, a barn. My mother and grandmother had a barn down there. And lightning struck it and burned it up. Burned up all my mother's furniture and everything we had. We didn't have a thing left of her belongings after that.
Had hay barns. They had potato sheds. What else had it?
And smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Were there any buildings?
And spring sheds. Spring. Up in northwest Arkansas, Siloam Springs. We used to visit up there quite a bit when I was a kid. And they had the spring house. Had this house built over the spring. This water run out here. My aunt kept her butter and milk and all this stuff in that water running right through there.
To keep it cool.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever heard of people using anything beside a spring shed or a spring house? Anything besides that to keep the perishables fresh?
In a house?
Well,
my sister-in-law, my husband's sister, lived down here by Cecil, Arkansas, down there, and they had a spring, and they just put their milk and butter and stuff in buckets, you know, and just set it down in the spring.
I see.
They didn't even have a shed over at the house.
Ever heard of people just lowering it down the well?
Oh, well, my grandmother did out here at her place. She had a big dug well. And I lived with her after my mother died. And we lowered that buckets of butter and milk and stuff down that big well every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have any buildings on the farm that were used for keeping grain?
No, we didn't raise grain. Now, they did up in Salt Springs up there, my aunt that lived up there. Because they'd have big threshing days, you know, all these threshing machines and everybody, all the workers would come here to their house this day. And I know I was just a kid, but all the grown folks had to cook dinner for all these men, these workers. And maybe take them 2 days, maybe they'd just be here one day and then they'd go to the next farm, see. Mm-hmm. But they had grain sheds.
I see. What about something called a granary? Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just a building for storing grain?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that's after it's been threshed. I think they put the loose grain in there.
Well, was there any type of building that was used exclusively for storing corn that you know of?
Yeah, crib. Corn crib, uh-huh.
Now, was that something with slats?
It was kind of like a barn and had little air slats, you know, for to get the air through there, and they'd put the corn in there. Shucks and all, you know, just pick it out of the field and put it in there.
What do people around here call the part of the barn that they might store the hay in? That was the
loft.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about talking about the hay after it's been cut? Sometimes the farmer might pile it up in the field.
Haystack.
That would be a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you describe those, how they were shaped?
Sometimes they'd have a big pole up through the middle, you know, and they'd pitch that hay all around that, and it was more like a cone shape.
I see. Were there any names have you ever heard any names for hay swept up in little piles in the field? Anything like that?
Before they raked it up to bale it?
Right.
I don't know what it would be called, I don't believe.
They wouldn't leave any, would they? The machines and things.
No, he said just rake it up, you know, and for it to sort of dry before they bale it. Mm-hmm. Rake it up in little piles. And I don't know what it would have a name.
Does the term windrows mean anything to you? Windrows.
Well, now, that's not just in a pile. That would be in a row. I've seen them rake it up in a row.
I see.
So that would probably be called the windrow there.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you familiar with something that a farmer might